I don't know if you can hear it outside, but it is definitely raining where I am. It's raining really good. Anyway, this conversation that I'm having tonight is all about why you should never explain yourself to people. But before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Webmastery.io. Now, Webmastery.io is my platform where I teach people how to build businesses on the internet. I have live classes via video on Zoom, and you can sign up for my classes or you can sign up for my monthly membership. It's a mentorship, and it's one of the most phenomenal mentorships because you get access to me. You get my phone number where you can text me throughout the week. Plus, we meet one time a week, for an hour. And then also you get access to any content that I come out with on the platform. But anyway, diving right back into it with Self Mastery Radio, why you should never explain yourself to people. I feel that when you explain yourself to people, each time you do it, a part of your authentic self dies. I want to repeat that. When you explain yourself to people, each time you do it, a part of your authentic self dies. Because when you are authentically being you, you're not explaining to anyone. Just by you authentically expressing yourself, you've already gave yourself permission to be who you are. And then when you turn around and explain yourself to people who don't even know you, in that moment of explanation, you have decided to sell a part of who you truly are in that moment. And every time you do that, every time you indulge in explaining yourself to people, a part of you dies. I'm a big believer that we should never explain ourselves to anyone. If people don't understand who you are, guess what? That's their problem. It's not your problem. It's their problem. It's their problem. They don't understand you. As long as you understand you, that's all that matters. Here's an example. Let's imagine that you went to another country. And when you got over there, you realized you couldn't understand the people in that country. You didn't recognize the language. Is it their fault or their problem that you can't speak their language and understand them? Or is it your problem? You're in their world. So in that moment, that just became your problem. So when people are watching you live your life, they enter your world. And when someone enters your world and confess that they don't understand you, that's their problem. Now, a smart person would watch you, observe you, and try to understand. But the problem is that when the average person says that they don't understand you, they're saying that as an insult a lot of times. They're basically telling you that what you're doing in the moment doesn't make sense. It's not normal. Not everyone that says it means that, but a lot of people do. And every time you try to explain to them who you are, what you stand for. In that moment, you just normalize yourself, because every time you have to explain yourself, you literally have to dumb yourself down, or you literally have to learn to speak another person's language. Now, hear me out, because I know you're going to say, Robbie, it's okay to speak other people's language. And it is. When it comes to you living your life your way, in your way, it's a big difference. You should never explain yourself. I don't. Now, I've already told you why I think you should never explain yourself to people. But just like all prescriptions, there are side effects to this, positive and negative. One of the negative side effects of, or perceived negative side effects of never explaining yourself to people, is that because people don't understand you, naturally they're going to misunderstand you. And because they don't understand you, sometimes it'll make people shy away from you because they don't understand. And so sometimes you'll end up missing out on relationships simply because people don't understand the life you're living. Now, that's one of the side effects, and that's probably one of the only ones I'll touch on. Now I'm going to talk about why that's okay. It's okay for people to misunderstand you. It's okay to be misunderstood. The only time you want to clarify yourself is in the court of law. That might be a great opportunity to explain yourself. But as long as you're not in the court of law, you might be judged in the eye of the general public. But like I always tell people, never be specific with the general public. When you try to be specific with the general public, you end up confusing yourself. Because the general public is called the general public for a reason. It's not called the specific public. It's called the general public. So you have to be general with the masses. And in my opinion, there are two type of people in this world for the most part. Those who were born to be individuals, and then those that were born to be with the masses. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. There are some really good people in all walks of life, but a small few group of people can handle being an individual. Being an individual is one of the most misunderstood ways of life there is, simply because you are an individual. The fact that other people have chosen to live in groups shows that they have decided that at some level they understand each other. Individuals usually tend to be alone because individuals are usually misunderstood. Here's the caveat. Individuals are usually misunderstood by the masses, but the individual is an individual because the individual doesn't understand the way the masses live. So it's a catch-22. I hope that's the right terminology to use for that example. And so nobody understands anybody. But here's how we can live in peace, even when you don't understand them and they don't understand you. It's called respect. It's called, I don't care how you're living, as long as you're not harming me and trying to prevent me from living the way that I'm living. That's what it's called. And as long as you have that understanding that regardless of how somebody else is living, as long as you have that understanding that regardless of how somebody else choose to experience their reality, that you're going to respect them, that's all that matters. Now, here's where I get controversial. This is why I never tell someone they shouldn't get an abortion. Even if I'm against it, even if I'm not for it, that's your prerogative. The reason I'm not going to tell you what to do with your body, because I don't want you telling me what to do with mine. And in society today, you have people arguing about things. They'll say that under one circumstance, they'll say my body, my choice. But under another circumstance like COVID, they'll say take the vaccine even by force. And then you'll have some people who are willing to tell other people not to have an abortion. But in the next breath, they don't want somebody forcing the vaccine on them. Now, you might say, Robbie, those are two totally different subjects. I don't give a damn what you say about it. It is the same thing. There's bodies involved, and there are choices involved, and there are other lives involved. It's the same thing. The details are a little different. But generally, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the freedom to be an individual. It's why I've never had problems with people being gay. I think gay people are some of the most brave people on the planet, especially before 2020, because now it's kind of acceptable for you to be gay in many ways. And I'm not saying that it's easier. I'm just saying that it's more common now for somebody to be gay. Years ago, it took a lot of bravery to be gay. And so I always applauded people who are gay. But you have a lot of people who are homophobic and don't want to be around anybody that's gay. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. The only type of person I don't want to be around is somebody that's trying to force their way of life on me. I'm a heterosexual male. So the only gay people that I would have a problem with is someone that's trying to force me to be gay. That's where we're going to have a problem. The only problem I have with people in this world are people that are trying to force their way of life on me. It's okay for you to give me your opinion. It's okay for all of us to have our ideas about how we think things should be. But when we go to the point of trying to force our way of life on somebody else, that's when, in my opinion, we're crossing the line. And because sometimes when people tell you that they don't understand you, they're basically telling you to make it make sense to them. And I'm not in the business of making it make sense to anyone. This is the way I choose to live. I choose to live as Robbie Cornelius and independent on damn near everything under the sun. And I do not, my friend, have any time to explain to people that want to complain. It's Robbie Cornelius here. This is the Self Mastery Radio Show. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you love what I'm doing here. Comment below. Let me know your opinions on it. And share this with other people. Like the video if you like it, all right? And check out selfmasteryradio.com on all platforms where you can listen to podcasts. Until next time, my friend, master yourself, master your wealth, and master your health. I said it differently that time. Talk to you soon.